This is program number LW2149. Well, it happened back in the 1960s. Hi, this is Larry West. A recent television series helped us to reflect on the JFK years when Kennedy and his staff faced the Cuban Missile Crisis. When the Russians finally agreed to dismantle their missiles, one of Kennedy's aides commented, "We have been standing eyeball to eyeball with Khrushchev, and somebody just blinked." You know, there are very few people who ever have to face that kind of tension, that kind of pressure. Kennedy faced it and came out a winner. I guess you could say he refused to blink. Yet, you know, there are challenges that come our way, and when we stand eyeball to eyeball with those challenges, have you ever wondered, how is it that we can find the courage not to blink? Well, in case you're interested today, I have some suggestions. Emerson advised, always do what you are afraid to do. Good advice. You see, the more you face up, the more you find yourself doing what you're actually afraid to do, the more courage you seem to develop. You know, courage is doing what you are afraid to do. It is. That's because there can be no courage unless you are scared. Don't think Kennedy wasn't afraid. He held the future of America right there in his hand. If that doesn't scare you, nothing will. Yet, he had the courage to stand toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball, with the threat against us. And he refused to blink. Scared? Sure. But courageous. You know, the way a rooster faces a storm and the way an eagle faces it is quite different. The rooster simply wraps his wings around himself and stays where he is. Now, there's courage in that, sure. I mean, come what may, he's going to stay right where he is. He faces it, but all he's trying to do in it is simply survive. The eagle, though, looks eyeball to eyeball at the storm and, in fact, even uses the force against him to lift him to the heights. I mean, he spreads his wings. He doesn't wrap them around himself. He spreads them and meets the storm head on. The wind lifts him to the heights. And believe me, the eagle is no chicken. Arnold Toynbee once said, "The greater the challenge, the greater the stimulus." I think that's what Theodore Roosevelt was getting at when he said, "Far better is it to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in the gray twilight that knows not victory or defeat." In other words, face the storm, meet the challenge, stand toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball, and refuse to blink. Look beyond mere survival. Spread your wings, venture out, and while you may make mistakes, it's meeting the storms head-on that will lift you to the heights. You know, the tough people are not the J.R. Ewings, are not those who, in their own selfish ways, look out for old number one. They're not tough. They're chickens, wrapping their own selfish selves up in their own little wings. The tough ones are those who are courageous enough to face the challenges, well, in their marriages, for example. Stand toe-to-toe with the challenge and refuse to give up. The easy way out is to get a divorce. The tough way is to become a servant, to outdo the other person in that business called surrender. The courageous person is the one who says, "I will serve you. I don't care what you do to me." Now that's courage. To blink is to fail. But facing the storm, you'll be lifted to the heights. Of course, it's God who's the source of that kind of strength. One fellow in the Bible said, in the midst of all his struggles, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Because of Christ, he therefore was not a chicken. God made him an eagle. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.